Far and Near by Windbat, read by Bree. This is a Teen Wolf fanfic. The movie is playing in the background, but Styles hasn't been able to focus on it for half an hour. He's too busy laying contentedly between his partners, naked but too tired to do more than curl close. Peter stopped complaining about the quality of the hotel's sheets an hour ago, but whenever Styles looks over at him, he can almost see the lingering thoughts in his eyes. It's fucking adorable. He wonders if between sightseeing and meeting Styles' Polish relatives again tomorrow, Peter will slip away to buy something more to his style. They'll be here for another week, after all. When Chris shifts a bit, reaching back to scratch his neck, Styles takes the opportunity to pull his other partner even closer to himself. Chris huffs in a moment of drama, but consents to be pulled in, kissing Styles lightly while Peter stays warm and solid on Styles' other side. "You're a were-octopus," Chris murmurs, pressing a kiss to Styles' lips at his lazily outraged expression. "I'm not," Styles says. "Peter, tell him." "You're a were-puppy, if anything," Peter drawls. He trails a hand along Styles' side, down from his shoulder until it rests contentedly against his ass. "Cuddly and sweet." Styles wouldn't mind if Peter's touch would grow into a nice grope instead, but he has some honor to defend. "I'm denying birthday sex to both of you." Just some honor, because he's too exhausted to have any proper honor. It had died a slow death sometime after getting off the plane, meeting a dozen people whose degree of relation he'd need a family tree to understand, and the birthday dinner, during which the family had unsubtly let on that they knew Peter was a werewolf and that they weren't unfamiliar with Argents. After some explanations, the gist of it being, it's Beacon Hills, they'd been accepted. Styles kind of loves all of them already. Still, he's been looking forward to this all day. It's one thing to meet his distant family members for the first time. An amazing thing, because it turns out finding himself in a pack was basically in his blood. But he's wanted this all day. "Are you denying us, or yourself?" Chris asks, turning toward Styles properly, the bedsheet slipping from his chest in completely unfair ways. He looks like he needs to be drawn, the bedside lamp bringing a glow to his skin. Behind Styles, Peter only says, "I think he wants to be convinced." Amusement clear in his voice. Or maybe it's anticipation. Styles certainly feels it. Every place his skin meets there is beginning to give him more than the easy comfort he'd felt only minutes ago. He's warm, and soon he'll be even warmer, aroused and ready to celebrate his birthday in another way. Styles can't help but congratulate himself on finding two people he loves so deeply, so intimately. Like his father loved his mother, fiercely and with no quarter. No matter how many years it's been, no matter the struggles they've all gone through to stay together and alive, it's worth it. Coming here, he'd had to wonder what it might have been like if the Stilinskis hadn't found themselves in Beacon Hills. His life could have been so different. Worse, Styles thinks, and he can't think any differently. He can't imagine a life without his favorite two men, a life where he wouldn't be here between them, warm and safe and loved. "I'm already convinced," Styles tells them, smiling a little as he's kissed by one lover, then another. "Happy birthday to me," he thinks to himself, utterly satisfied. Or rather, he will be. This is the end. Thank you for listening.